Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Chief Hogsett. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe moves to third. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Walker reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. Krivic scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards first. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete takes first base on ball four. Walker moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Walker scores. Hayes moves to third. Peete moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Carey applying the tag. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sewell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Radcliffe bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Dietrich moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vosmek. Sewell scores. Dietrich scores. Krivic moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker strikes out. 2 outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive towards first. Bonura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pete bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Pete steals second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, he's got 1 RBI. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Atta takes first base on ball 4. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a line drive towards first. Bonura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete juggles the ball. That's an error on Pete. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hayes moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, he's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietrich bunts, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Hemsley and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 8-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley pinch hits for Russ Van Atta. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.